You're a man because he's
Namjoon versus Klay Thompson.
Welcome back to Channel 127 News, where we have breaking news for you today. According to the last week, something happened in the music industry that involved seven Korean men. Passing it along to my anchor in real time, Alteska.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Pass it back.
You fuck ass Tampa bitches!
Pass it back.
Back to you, Clarence.
BTS was spotted singing Pied Piper at the most recent Tampa show. That being said, Florida, I'm bombing your state.
You deserve it. You deserve that fucking nuclear bomb, Tampa, you little Floridian Republican bitches.
Pass it back.
You fucking bitches, I fucking hate you bitches.
Pass it back.
Back to you, Clarence.
Reporting live from the nuke, today we'll be launching...
Project Hail Mary says.
breaking new... Watched it.
Isn't it incredible?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
You know what the Hail Mary is? The breaking news that BTS fucking sang Pied Piper at the most recent Tampa concert.
It's true.
What the fuck did Florida do to get this shit?
Yeah,
you guys were the swing
happened?
State. You guys were the reason why we lost.
No, bitch. They are overwhelmingly red.
I know why they call it the swing
BTS
state
Republican
now.
BTS Republican confirmed. Breaking news. Jin voted for Trump.
Why are you laughing?
It's not funny. Because it's just so laughable. It's like unbelievable. It's not true.
I know why it's called a swing state because I'd swing on everyone. Call me Piper the way that I want to get pied. Clarence Angelo.
I'm Alcheska.
And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast.
Okay, agenda for today. Breaking news, check. We're going to continue
Screaming
on the breaking
check.
News after the theme song. Second, we're going to be talking about gay shit with K-pop idols. And we're going to be talking about The Hunger Games as K-pop idols.
The Hunger Games as
and
K-pop
then,
idols?
maybe we'll touch on some other shit. But did that entice you to stay for the video? Guys, welcome back to Asian Glow Podcast. Thank you for listening. And hold your drinks up, because shall we?
We shall. Wow, that was impressive.
Thanks.
Your shotgun. Your man versus who he tells you not to worry about.
POV. I think that's good. 30-second break to bask in the fact that Pied Piper exists in our timeline right now.
Oh my! And that this Jin exists!
Why what his legs spread
whore.
Like that?
What
Holy fucking
whore.
Shit. Why is
He's
his
actually,
fucking legs spread
what
like
the
that?
Fuck?
Bottom check, bottom check,
ah!
Jin bottom check.
Oh my god! Ah! Look at Jin. Are you kidding?
Watch Jimin.
I'm so sorry.
No, I haven't engaged in anything. I haven't engaged in anything.
This is BTS's, like, it is their best song.
Look at him. He's, like, happy again.
We're actually cooked. Someone is keeping a list of the surprise songs that they have. We're cooked. We're getting Savage Love. We're getting fucking Savage Love, or we're getting
Expensive Girl.
No, we're getting Soul Town Road. We're getting Soul Town Road, babe.
We're getting Gangnam Style cover.
Because they're already done with DNA, Spring Day, Save Me, Dope, I Need You, Mika Crossmos, Magic Shop, and now this.
Dimple's still alive.
Dimple is still there. Dimple.
Girl, I said Dimple and your pussy squirted.
That's me in the back, actually.
Dead silent, pitch black. Close your eyes. It's East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium.
Would
you scream immediately? I don't think you would. This is what I think Jessica would do. Should we go?
You're right.
And then you would look at me. I'm gone out of my seat.
You're running down to the floor.
No. I'm going to my car and leaving. Dimple still happens.
I don't know, girl. Tampa has day three tomorrow.
They have three fucking days.
I don't know. They want to visit fucking Disney and shit. Like,
POV, you're on the frozen ride in the water and you're sitting next to Jim, and he slowly puts your hand on your hand because he's scared.
You're actually
and then
cooked.
You're like, oh my God.
You're cooked when Jim and posts a picture of him at Disney World with Mickey Mouse ears.
Orman. Girl.
Orman.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
You, Tampa.
Jimmy.
Fuck you.
Oh boy. Jimin, no. Oh, Jimin,
oh,
no.
Gorsh.
He about to go.
Gorsh. Jimin, gorsh.
Did you fantasize when you were at an amusement park, when you would be at an amusement park with your boyfriend or girlfriend?
With your crush?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But Disney was sort of out of the budget, so I always thought of Six Flags.
No. But amusement parks.
Oh, of course.
There's something about it.
To this day, I'm like,
can I
oh my God.
Why we do that?
Here's my theory. It's because our first childhood spark of joy comes from amusement parks. I feel like my first commercials that I loved as a kid was seeing Six Flags, Disney, whatever. And so that's like something that I've always wanted. And to only experience that with someone that I love or someone that I'm in a relationship with or have a crush on, I feel like would amplify that experience way more. Where are you looking?
Even before real romantic relationships, kids absorb stories from movies, TV, and people around them.
Or that.
You learn that big fun moments should and are often shared with someone you care about. So this big fun moment at an amusement park, your mind fills in the blank with a future boyfriend / girlfriend.
I basically said the same thing.
No, you did. But like...
That makes so much
that
sense.
That makes so much sense. That's why I wanted to be fucking under your credit coaster. Oh my God, that's why I want to do Doggy on Tower of Terror.
Wait, that's why I want to show my titties at the top of the...
That's why I thought of his member when I looked at that big Tower of Terror. And then when the elevator was going up and down, that's why I was thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you. Alice in Wonderland?
I bet she was. I bet she was. Right.
Peter Pan, come stick your Peter...
Come stick your peener in my van.
He's forever a child.
Closed mouths never get fed. And it's our fault for not asking them to sing Pied Piper in New York City.
They haven't even been here yet.
But they know it's coming. You know Jungkook's most... He's looking forward to the New York shows most.
That's what I heard.
Which is crazy because LA's like, we got his birthday show. And I said, and guess what, bitch? He still wants me, bitch.
And then people say he's going to do Euphoria on his birthday.
In LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you bitches
Computer,
get Jungkook.
Bomb SoFi Stadium.
If you bitches get Jungkook in the Juno pose in the air, I will actually bomb LA.
If you guys
I'm
get,
not kidding.
If you guys get flying Jungkook x Justin Bieber with the wings, x Katy Perry flying through the sky, x pink, doing fucking fly, then LA
or,
wins.
Or Fergie doing
otherwise,
that fuck
ass. LA
whoa,
won't win.
When's Jungkook doing that? When's Jungkook doing that?
To seven. I think Jungkook should do seven with the prop being of, you know how Sia did like a boat in the middle of the air?
Sure, I didn't know that.
She did like a floating boat.
Oh, okay.
I think Jungkook should do that with a floating bed, and then he like picks one fan up to put on the bed. And proceeds to just, you know, be platonic.
Be platonic on the bed? You think I'm gonna be platonic on the bed with Jungkook?
Girl, everything that's not platonic will happen after the show.
Hey! It's the bed user new! It's the bed user new!
It doesn't matter, girl. The bed bugs will bite me if he bites me too. Ah! I can leave that place with fucking carpet beetle bites. I can leave that place with fucking
with
bed bug lava in my
with
brain.
COVID-24,
as long as those 7 day
blues.
7 day pumps are up. That's the craziest thing I've ever said on the pod.
Oh my god, what the fuck? I've never seen such an animalistic view. That was crazy.
Okay, so like, I'm okay. Like, are you guys okay? Was there anything else I missed?
I don't know if I'm okay. like I'm scared.
POV, you're in bed and he's like, I'm gonna play some music, and he goes, and it goes, dun, 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 dun. Can the New York bitches comment? Is MetLife something we're gonna make like a full day thing? Like, are we hitting the clubs in the morning and then
hitting the clubs in the morning?
Sounds like a good day to celebrate, girl. Here's what I'm thinking MetLife
is going to
be. We
got to treat it like a tailgate. We got to wake up at 5, start drinking at 6, and then we got to go camp out in the stadium and then go to a pocha and then come back.
I'm dead ass thinking that BTS weekend in New York is going to be equivalent to like the Lights Festival in Tangled. Like, I'm ready for like that full day to happen.
People
like,
braiding their hair outside of the fucking stadium. People like throwing
interlocked at the arms.
Yeah.
And then before the concert, we all throw lanterns up in the sky. I'm ready to like be spiritually different.
That's so weird.
And I'm ready to find my Flynn Rider, girl. Like, because.
Girl, my Flynn Rider's in the stadium. He's backstage.
MetLife, more like bet life, because you bet I'm be sitting on it. Okay, so that's going to be our time being dead. That's our discussion about
BTS. That's all the time we have in the studio.
Now let's move on. Happy AAPI month, guys. Today we're wearing avocado.
Woohoo! Maganda. Maganda ang
avocado.
Iro.
My turn. I got you.
Did you know
yung it? Avocado? Super good.
Yung avocado syrup. And then some Tagalog from our producer.
This is how you say
bakla ako.
Here is how you say, okay, what do you want to learn?
Gusto ko yung malaki yung titi mo.
Okay, whoa. You know what
that is? I think so.
Gusto ko.
Malaki.
Malaki.
Yung.
Titi mo. I forgot.
Fire.
I mean, your heart's big, and that's what I like.
Wait, really?
I'm gonna.
I thought you were doing it wrong.
I'm gonna teach you some Bisaya.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Wait. I'm in this too. I don't know Bisaya.
Okay. Ganahan ko.
Sa imong.
Dako.
That doesn't sound good.
Dako. Ang itlog.
What is dako?
Big.
First word?
I want.
Egg.
I want your big balls.
Okay, but seriously, this is not sponsored. Literally not sponsored.
It's not sponsored. We're gonna try to wear. As fuck.
For once in our lives, we're gonna support Asians. And so every episode or video this month, we're gonna wear like Asian brands that we fuck with.
We're trying to do good deeds so that we get coffee at BTS in August.
Yeah, because if we wear it 4 times, then that's like 4 chances of dimple, girl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the people. No. But,
it is for the people.
So we're wearing avocado this week. We will tag them. Go support them. They're a Filipino streetwear.
Yeah, I love you, avocado.
And wow, it's not ugly, guys. Like,
this is real
empty. Here's the thing. Like, I can support an Asian business, but if the product sucks, like, I can't just lie.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Support an Asian business. What do you mean? I'm not going to buy that. That's ugly.
That is ugly. So, but avocado isn't ugly.
If you guys are crushing on a Filipino guy, here's something that you could say to him.
Hey, handsome, I want that dick.
I mean, this is how you say... Fuck, I fucking played the wrong one. I ruined it. This is how you say.
You fucking idiot.
This is how you say. I want to have dinner with you, handsome man. Oh, so now you're not gonna work.
Guapo, gusto ko yang titi.
Why did you say it
Yeah, even she wanted that.
Guapo,
I mean, she wanted
gusto ko yung titi.
Uy, guapo, gusto ko yung titi.
Damn, she sounds drunk as fuck, dude.
Guapo, gusto ko yung titi.
Guys, I've been in my movie fucking marathon. Holy shit. I watched in the weekend 4 movies.
Whoa, what the heck?
Well, actually, more. I finished all of Twilight. Holy fuck. Isn't that crazy?
But won't watch Harry
also,
Potter.
AI
okay.
Baby, so bad.
But won't watch Harry Potter, but won't watch Harry Potter. And hated How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay, is there fucking and sucking in Harry Potter?
Is there fucking and sucking in Twilight?
Ask that again. There is fucking two.
Okay.
She's pregnant. Then I watched The Hunger Games. Holy shit, everyone died again. Okay, so I've been watching
Hunger Games, all of them?
I watched all of them.
Even up until the most recent one?
Well, King J Part 2. But no, the first
you watched
era.
The first one and then you watched
first one, second one.
Second one part
Mocking
2.
Mockingjay Part 2.
Oh, wait, what? What was it? Oh, Catching Fire.
Yeah. Oh, and girl, after seeing fucking, what's his name?
Finnick.
Something else was catching fire, girl.
I was finicking with something down
so
there.
So, I've been on my movie. Bitch, Hunger Games? Every single one body down.
That is true. It just kept getting better, honestly.
It's so fucking good. It's timeless.
It is. I watch it every time I see it on a plane. That and then Crazy Rich Asians, if I have time to squeeze in both.
Wait, was Hunger Games, not to be like book nerd, whatever, and I don't claim that, but like...
Did you read them?
I read The Hunger Games and then what I'm about to say for school. Was The Hunger Games inspired by Fahrenheit 451? It's the same type of censorship. Like, same type of, like, mass media to distract you from XYZ. Political jargon to distract you from XYZ. You guys fight each other because you guys end up being the demise of your own population. Whatever.
I don't know. I haven't read 451.
You know what?
Fahrenheit 451.
Wait, our school.
No.
You have to read it?
No.
Wait, AP Lit 3.
No. I think they changed the core. They changed it.
Fuck, because we're in fucking Texas. But you know what? It's the same thing. No, Grave of the Fireflies is the same type of concept, no? Where, like...
Lord of the Fireflies, or...?
Lord of the Flies. Sorry.
Fireflies.
The fucking Studio Ghibli movie was what I said. What did you have to read?
I literally forgot because it was so boring.
You know what? I don't blame you, but I feel
But I know that I envied the class that did read Fahrenheit 451.
It was... Wonderful.
Amazing. I bet it was too.
I was genuinely too stupid to recognize how important that should have been.
Me too.
Like Fahrenheit 451, I was just like, whoa, they're burning books. But only now have I come to the terms like, oh wait, that not only has a short-term effect, but a long-term effect.
Yeah.
Exponentially, right?
I would love to read Fahrenheit 451 because it's so like...
It's really good.
Yeah.
Did you read it? Like, that's where I was like... Here's how I know it was good for me that I read it, but like, I was too stupid to understand it because I was I kept thinking, why are they burning the books? Why does this even matter? They can just like get it some other way. No, they can't.
Yeah.
Because like they totally rely on the least educated population to fuel people that are completely manipulating them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, like this is fucking crazy. So watching Hunger Games, I was like,
there's actually a copy of Fahrenheit 451 where you can only see the cover if you light it, if it's near heat, which I think is so cool. But I heard that copy is kind of expensive.
But dude, still, I'm pretty really sure cool. Fahrenheit 451 is banned in some states.
That makes sense.
Shit happened.
Unfortunately, that makes
sense. Or maybe
they
were trying to. I don't know. Reading that kind of shit makes me fucking lose my mind.
But honestly, I don't doubt that it's banned in
some
places.
There was a part in The Hunger Games. Holy fuck. And this is my last little thing. Holy shit. Do you remember when PETA was being brainwashed?
Of course.
Okay. It was fucking crazy because it was like he was truly convinced Katniss was being brainwashed.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Like, okay. Safe space. How many times growing up in Texas did you doubt your left politics?
Honestly, I did a lot because when everyone I was younger, else was... because everyone was feeding into that's wrong, don't think like that. And also because we were in church too.
Yeah.
And so you would, it's only routine to like go to Sunday church and like go to service and like go to the children's service and be fed like right wing shit.
Yeah.
And then you can all, I mean, I was like what, 8, 9, or 10, and then going to my classmates being like, oh, this is what I learned at church, and then being like, oh, that's right.
Or yeah, like, because, oh, me too. Like, who were the people in school that were always like, they seemed to like always have no problems, no worries, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like the summer girls that were like in church with only white girls.
Oh, like Young Life shit.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And it was like, oh, if I want to live like that peacefully, then like...
Then
oh,
I should just replicate what they're doing.
Yeah, so maybe what I'm thinking that's like kind of like, maybe that's racist. That's wrong.
No, that and then can't also... Be right. The fact that like you're going through puberty, you're in high school, you just want to fit in, especially looking like us, like you would do anything to do that.
Yeah, like it anyway, so the movie was like touching on it, and I was like, whoa, like the amount of times that I thought I was being brainwashed. And I'm sure in a million and one ways we've all been brainwashed in some way, right?
Yeah, he did such a good job.
But I was like holy fuck,
conveying
like,
that.
Yeah, like, am I being brainwashed to think that Trump is bad? Am I being, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, like, that thought crosses, like, my fucking brain.
Yeah, I do get scared whenever I see, like, a Instagram post or, like, an infographic or something that I think is, like, aligning with my personal politics. And then I see a couple, like, days later, a quote tweet or someone taking a screenshot of that and being like, this is why we need to practice media literacy, because this information is actually wrong and here's the correct information. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, that's what I I'm like, uh-oh, I'm getting bird-brained. I'm getting
the,
like...
The media literacy part, holy fuck. Like, I remember thinking, this is what I said when I was watching it. Like, I was watching it with my friend and I was like, wait, I didn't realize this is why education is important. Like,
yeah.
I always said, like, education is so important. Like, you know, it's so important.
Which it is.
And it's great.
And
but did I truly critically think as to why mm-hmm. it is important? Because, like, if not without it, then at the drop of any second, you could be manipulated.
Yeah.
At the drop of literally any second. Because even with education... We are manipulated.
That's what I feel for, you know, my parents. Saying? Like, my parents will just send me random ass Facebook, like, health recipes, things to cleanse your gut, or, like, things you need to look out for when you're walking around in NYC alone. And then I'm just like, this is wrong information, but you don't know that because you aren't given the literacy tools to figure out what's wrong and what's right.
Or to understand that the professional... To distinguish the professional versus the creator.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because someone can be like, yeah, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, no, the fuck you're not.
It could also be like, eat. Like you said, like, if your parents are like, oh, this will help your immune system, whatever, like, eat yeah. garlic, eat raw garlic. That could easily be pushed out by a garlic company.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's just that stupid, but yeah. It's so easy for me to, like, you know, catch on to that. Like,
yeah.
Truly, Dubai Chocolate fell for it, and I realized, wait, hold on. Dubai Chocolate's like, you can't grow that shit in Dubai.
Yeah, unfortunately,
Where the fuck does cacao come from? The fucking tropics.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Dubai doing with my fucking Filipino chocolate?
I know.
So I'm like, oh, like, I'm stupid.
I know, and then I'm like, oh my god, who the fuck made Dubai chocolate? It was a Filipino. It was a Filipino chef.
But like
a Filipino patissier
all got lost
fuck
in the transit.
Bitch, are you kidding?
And like, obviously, I feel like I'd like to think that we can keep track of it more than not, because like, we didn't fall for like ube latte from Starbucks or anything.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck! Like, that shit runs deep. So like,
it does.
I was like, education. My kid. Oh my god, you are
no
I'm throwing,
fucking
you're
no
staying in
iPad.
That shit. Long story short, that's what I fucking learned from the Hunger Games.
Yeah, and I like watching the Hunger Games, but at times it kind of scares me because it's
close
so
to
relatable.
Yeah,
to today's media.
You know when you watch or read something and it like clocks you T-boots?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm reading this gay-a book. Like,
is it called Sluts?
No, it's about
okay,
overcoming the pain of growing up gay in a straight man's world.
Zooey Mama.
Okay, guys.
What is the title? The Velvet Rage.
What
a good title.
So good. Wait, I recommended this to Pete, and he was like, oh my god, this is helping so much.
Girls, start reading.
Okay.
The house is actually, we're in our reading era.
We are. Well, some of us are.
I am. I read at the fucking laundromat.
This is about gay. Just being gay. This is specifically about being a gay straight, gay man, but like, I'm sure this applies. This also applies to being POC and Asian. Okay.
Uh-oh.
When we are vulnerable to invalidation, we tend to find it in places where it does not exist. Because we are very vulnerable to shame, and because it is triggered so easily within us, our lives' sole focus is avoiding shame and seeking validation. Almost everything becomes either an avoidance strategy or an invitation for validation. The consequence of this is that his true self remains undeveloped and hidden deep within him. Who he is, what he really likes, his true passions, and more all are colored and buried beneath the facade he has developed to avoid shame. While this helps him to cope with the distress and subsequent avoidance of shame, it is a recipe for trouble in life. At first, the trouble is seemingly minor, but as he grows older, he becomes increasingly aware that he doesn't really know what he wants out of life and might make him ultimately fulfilled and content. As the years go by, his awareness of this deficit grows, causing various maladies, including deepening depression, conflictual and faltering relationships, substance abuse, and sleepless anxiety. It's essentially like everything that you do is avoiding shame because
yeah,
you've been taught like you are shameful. I read that and I about near Fahrenheit 451 this book.
You almost burned the damn book.
We can't let the kids get this. We can't
oh my god, you're almost finished with it. You're what?
I got this 6 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't even read like that. I read bitches, but I don't read books. What? Wow. But
that, yeah. What you said was shameful.
Okay, tell me when to stop. This book clocks you every 2 seconds.
Okay, go, go, go. Stop.
Reading this to my gay producer. For some gay men, the quest takes him into more traditional roles. This is basically like to be lovable, essentially. He finds a mate and makes a home. He seeks validation through traditional veins that his father mined, albeit the opposite sex. A good job, a beautiful home, lavish holidays, and exotic vacations are the tools he uses. All of these augment his exploration with adopted children, a home in the country or on the beach, and even as prestigious position at the local church or synagogue. All of these are laudable and socially valuable pursuits, but the gay man who does so solely in the pursuit of validation is never satisfied. Girl,
that okay, wait, your turn. I'll flip
clocked,
it.
That clocked all of Austin, Texas. What do you? Why is every fucking pastor sticking shit up their butt? It also talks about the people that are most annoyed by gays are low-key the gayest people.
That is absolutely 1000% true.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay, tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop. That shit is crazy, Griffin. That shit is crazy. It's so good.
That's why you were talking about that at dinner.
It helps so much.
When you drop the struggle with shame and accept life as it is without judgment, you find great freedom on the other side. It is freedom to be who you are, exactly who you are. The only real meaning in life is found in being who you are right now without apologies. Aww.
Yeah, that so is basically so the whole sweet. Book, I was like, so this is just reading me the whole time. And then the end is like resolutions. It's like really helpful resolutions, actually.
No, this sounds like a great book.
So good. Shout out to Ben.
Recommend.
Yes.
The book that I'm reading right now is called I Want to Die, But I Want to Eat Tteokbokki. God, it's horrible. It's actually horrible. It's just it's
it sounds
the
like
authors.
Crying in H-Mart.
I think there's probably like a book deal out there, like two for one with those two fucking books. But basically it's a conversation with this woman who's like talking about how she has this type of depression that has been throughout her entire life. And she's like, I'm not majorly depressed, but every day I have this like depression in the back of my mind and I don't know how to tell people. And so the book is just conversations with her and her psychiatrist. And she talks about this thing.
Yeah, he's a psychiatrist too.
Oh my God. She talks about this thing called like, what's it called? I think it's called hedgehog mentality or something like that. But basically The hedgehog dilemma is okay. Humans desire connection, warmth, and intimacy, but bringing people closer increases the likelihood of conflict, vulnerability, and being hurt. It serves as a reminder of delicate balance between balance required in relationships. Too far results in loneliness, too close causes pain. So she talks about how she can't like find
the correct balance,
comfort in like her friendships, or she feels ashamed to talk to her friends about like whenever she's feeling upset or whatever. So then she turns to being codependent on her partners. When her partners want to comfort her and take care of her, she's like, that's too much, that's too much, I literally can't do
ambivalence.
That
ambivalence, like literally ambivalence, that's what this book is talking about too.
And I remember when I read it, I was like oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's like it's not until your partner's mad at you that you start being sad around them and like showing them more.
Yeah
and then once it's good, you start showing them less. Talk about the gays.
Yes, and there's so many times in the book where she's talking to her psychiatrist and she's like, oh my god, I don't even know if I'm real anymore. And her psychiatrist is like, you're real, it's just like you're experiencing all of these dilemmas and all of these effects, and you have this echoing depression behind you that it just feels like none of your emotions are real, because no one is there in your circle to make you feel validated or make you feel comfortable enough to talk about them.
And it's so, when it's so inconsistent, you don't know which one is going to be consistent.
Oh my god, yes. Whenever I'm reading the book, I'm like, I have to take a break sometimes, because I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is so much, because she talks about so many negative feelings.
Resolution, or you're not there yet?
I'm not there yet. I'm literally on page like 35.
No, but that's good, honestly. Like, that's what I think this one is. I was like waiting.
No, that book sounds great.
It's been wonderful. The Velvet Rage, if you guys want to fucking get it.
I want to die, but I want to eat the book. Welcome back from Dubwag.
So you say, right? Because we were just talking about the Hunger Games, I thought, you know, all that bullshit academic shit aside, time to be too stupid again. I did think about if we put K-pop idols in Hunger Games. holy fuck! Like
The Hunger Games. It's can like, I have that chocolate tart, please? I'm giving capital the way I'm eating this chocolate tart.
No, that tart is giving capital.
Would you be in the districts or the capital?
I mean, I think POCs are not in the capital.
Are you kidding? Senna!
Okay, but the only way a POC is in the capital is if they have any talent to offer.
I know, we're lucky.
Me in the capital singing fucking Run and Tell That on here. What's your ticket? Oh, you're at the gates of the capital? Prove yourself to get in.
I've heard it said.
What idol you think will win in the Hunger Games? I think it would be Yoongi.
What idol would I think to win in the Hunger Games?
I think Yoongi would win the Hunger Games.
No.
He would be like,
explodes the fucking arena. I genuinely think that Jungkook would win.
No, the strong ones never win.
What are you talking about? I feel like he's also a strategist. Died.
District 1 died.
He's a strategist like Katniss, girl. I'm not kidding. He's all-rounder. He's golden maknae for a reason.
Okay, Jungkook, top 4, would die.
Okay, who would be the last 5? Jungkook? Jihyo, just off of bare strength?
Yeah. I don't know where this is coming from, like, solely based on essence, but I truly think Yoongi's in there.
Okay, sure, we'll say Yoongi.
RM's not in there, he's dying.
Seoul. Seoul is...
You know who Seoul is? He's the guy who's like, I built this copper wire
I was gonna say Seoul, just because off of like, I feel like he would be too rabid.
Minecraft.
And he would get really too like really really into it.
Mark would be in there.
Twan?
Mark NCT.
Oh.
Sorry. Mark not-
Solo.
Yeah. Mark Solo. Marco Solo. Hey, let's play this game in the pool. In a pool full of NC citizens.
Marco!
Solo!
We get shot in the pool.
Two hands on my head, pushing me down. Okay, so I think that here's how the K-pop Hunger Games would go.
Okay.
Idols that would run away from the cornucopia versus idols that would run towards the cornucopia.
It. Running away, Nayeon from Twice.
All of Twice except for
Jihyo.
Okay, let's go by group. ATEEZ, Towards It.
Towards It, and then they'd be like, ooga booga, ooga booga.
I got big spear. Ooh, I'm going to start humping on this spear.
Ooh, I want to hammer. None of them would think about food. No one's thinking about food. They're all thinking about their KDA.
If they were...
They're all thinking about their KDA. Kills, deaths, assassins. Like, are you kidding?
If it was the Catching Fire one where there's water at the cornucopia, Mingi would be like, ooh, I need to put on my shirt. Okay, BTS.
I need the Nike Airtight shirt.
I'm at the cornucopia. Where's the Under Armour tight shirt?
Where's the Uniqlo Arizona shirt?
BTS, this is why we fuck with them. Because they'd be strategizing and be like, okay, you're going to get in. I'm gonna get food on the outside. I'll be singing in the middle. No, like, I don't think
Jin's surviving that long.
No, he is not.
Why did you have to say it like that? Jimin's not surviving long either.
Jimin is surviving long.
Jimin is not surviving long. He's fragile and he's nimble. Like, he's not making it far.
Jimin was strategy in the army, actually. Jin was just fucking doing shit. He was throwing grenades, girl. Like, there's no grenades.
That's exactly why he would die. No strategy. And then he'd be like, oh, I'm too old for this shit. You know what he would do?
No.
If it was the water cornucopia, Griffin, if you think Jimin would die immediately. Of course. If it was the water cornucopia, if it was the water cornucopia, I think Jin would start fishing.
I think RM would unfortunately die. J-Hope wouldn't die. I don't think J-Hope would die because I think he would run out.
I think J-Hope wouldn't die solely based off of gifts from people from the outside because they're like, ooh, he's fine.
Yeah, word. Idols I would love to see in a fight, though. let's just establish this as a safe space here.
I would love to see Wonyoung and Somi fight.
Feels like there's an ulterior motive there.
It's not me talking, it's her talking. Like, I would really love to see them fight, preferably wet.
I don't need to see anyone necessarily fight each other, but I do want to see some idols. I want to see their swing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd pay good money to see Kehoe swing.
I would love to see Hyunjin or Felix swing with the fucking duel.
Hyunjin would swing. No, Hyunjin would be fire. He'd be fire.
Oh, then I would love to see...
Like ninja swing.
I would love to see Han swing. Like, what are you swinging, brother?
Yeah.
Your day?
He's like... Idols that would swing like this.
Who's swinging like that?
DB1X17. All of 17, actually.
Joshua from 17 is swinging like this. No.
This is my impression of how I think ZB1 would shoot a bow and arrow.
They shoot the bow and arrow, and the arrow goes like that.
This is my impression of how they would shoot the arrow. Into the mouth. Who's Katniss? To me, my Katniss...
Is anyone ever really Katniss, though?
No, who's constantly Justice? You know, Katniss, I usually am so anti-protagonist. You know what I'm saying? Hate Kitty. Hate her.
Well, Katniss and Kitty are very different.
Katniss and Kitty. Members of the same feline group. Phenome. So I think that we should actually think about who Katniss is.
Would it not be Yoongi?
No.
Really?
No, girl, no, then yeah, yeah, yeah.
How the fuck is he surviving?
No, because Yoongi's always like inauthentic when in the studio. Imagine... He's like the voice of reason.
Okay.
And I feel like then, Katniss.
Okay, if Yoongi is Katniss, who's our PETA? Who's like
Who's puppy as fuck?
I'm in love with you, Yoongi. Girl, I'm PETA. The fuck? Like,
I feel like
I want to kiss him again.
I low-key think Mingyu PETA. Get that brain. Get
no,
that head.
Mingyu Gale, bro. Mingyu's Gale.
Isn't Mingyu like a puppy?
I'm just talking about build. Like, he kind of built like
no, Gail is a fuckboy idol.
Gail is Big Matthew from Card.
Okay.
That is Gail.
Yeah. I'm into that. I feel like, yeah, I'm into that.
Okay.
PETA, though, I think is Mingyu. I would have to say it's Mingyu. Because Mingyu is like soft baby, but he's strong.
But he's short.
Who, PETA?
Yeah.
We're going based off of height.
Jackson Wang.
No. Jackson Wang is that girl who entered the elevator and took her clothes off. Joanna Mason. That's who Jackson Wang is. And are we complaining or are we grateful?
You're right.
You would be Haymitch in that situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Come again.
I'll see you later. President Snow. 1, 2, 3.
JYP.
No, actually, no. That's Bang PD.
Bang PD.
The host of the Welcome Back to the Victor Tour.
JYP. Yeah.
JYP.
Yeah.
If not JYP, then maybe Youngji. Youngji. Yeah, she's like entertaining.
No, she's the
host was never a bad guy. He was just a messenger.
He was a bad guy in the last one. In the very last,
he was like talking about Katniss, right?
Yes.
But I think it's because he was forced to say that. What else did he have to do?
Okay, who's what's his name? Plutarch.
The game master.
Who's the fake game master though? Because he fibbed and he was like, JK, you know who that is? The resistance.
That's fucking who's the girl in the lawsuit? The New Jeans mama.
I think her name's like Lee Hee Min or something like that. Ooh, I don't know. I just said some Asian names.
Min Hee Jin.
Did I not say that?
Nope, you said Lee Min. You said Lee Min.
Oh no, I said Lee Hee Min.
Min Hee Jin.
Min Hee Jin.
That's Game Master. Because she's created so many concepts that are so fantastic and no one has given her credit. Who's Finnick?
Mino from EXO Kitty. I know he's like so removed from K-pop, but like he's Korean.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Finnick is
super confident. Who's super uber almost insufferably confident?
I feel like that's Jackson Wang.
I feel like that's actually Jackson.
Who did we say for Jackson though?
Yeah, Jackson Wang is definitely yeah.
Jackson Wang is Finnick, but then the naked lady girl is.
No, we don't need to cast the naked lady girl.
Oh, why? She's super cool, and then she goes bald. And she's super important.
Okay, you know producer what? Producer says. Right. Naked lady girl.
Naked lady girl who goes Bang bald. Chan. And she. You know what? Sure. We can go with that.
Bang Chan, naked lady girl.
Yeah. Well,
Effie. Who the fuck is Effie?
No, the fuck is not Jay Park.
Oh, Jay Park is Joanna. Effie. I hate to do this to my man.
I feel like it's you.
I feel like low-key Effie is like right?
That is
No.
True.
You know who Effie is? Zhang Hao from fucking CB1. That's who fucking Effie is. I think so.
Or it's that guy that was in
Or like anyone in X Love, to be honest.
Oh, X Love is a good one. X Love
cast it as. Imagine if this was a casting.
Effie is Laura.
Is that no Laura's Tigress?
That's a really good one.
Casting for
Tigress.
That's
a really good one. That's a really good one.
Who's Cinna?
Cinna is Lisa.
I can see it.
Lisa, or I feel like Lisa could also be Tigress.
Oh my God!
Wouldn't that be iconic?
Amazing concept.
Yeah.
Yes. If Cinna was someone, I would think it's. I actually think Chungha is actually a good.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Chungha. You know, if I was in the rebellion and Chungha was a leader,
oh, I'd follow blindly.
High fucking mind.
Whatever she says goes.
Hey Mitch, who's always drinking?
Jackson Wang.
Oh my God, the love triangle between Katniss, Gail, and PETA. Who are those three?
It's Kehoe, in between
Jenny,
Kai,
and Taeyong. Oh my god, Jenny being District 12's fucking tribute, we'd lose. We'd lose. Idols with capital energy, Nepo Jenny. Baby energy, All Day Project. All Day Project would be in the
All
capital.
All Day Project, that's true. Danielle Except from New Bailey, Jeans.
You know who else is giving capital energy?
Who?
Keo. Keo's so capital energy.
Oh my god. Chaeyoung from Twice is also capital.
All of Blackpink is capital energy.
That 1000%
true. Every single one of Blackpink is capital energy. Every single one of Aespa is capital energy.
That's true too.
Every single one of ITZY's capital energy. I'm just going out. Ryujin's not.
Ryujin is not. I feel like... Ooh, you know who is, though? Leah. Leah is capital Leah energy. I feel like X-Love is also capital.
Yuna is capital energy.
Bless me.
Capital energy. Now, who's giving baddie fucking bitch district energy?
BTS.
All of BTS except for Jin. Jin.
Okay, district baddies.
District baddies. Jiho's a district baddie.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's easily a district baddie.
Yeah, that's true. She had to fight.
Also, Love I her. Think Suga, J-Hope, undeniably district baddies.
True.
You know, this is quite eye-opening to see that most of these idols don't give rags to riches. Joshua, capital energy! Energy! Capital energy.
Vernon is in the district.
I think so.
That's my man.
Top of the
but
income.
But Minghao, the 8th? I don't know. Minghao and June is giving capital.
Yeah. But...
Woozi is in the district.
I think Jimin's the district too.
Jimin?
Yeah. He worked his way for his talents. Not saying the rest of them did.
Why'd you say Jin is in the capital then?
Because
that's fucked up.
Look at him. He's like fucking pretty like his a fucking capital.
Yeah, his face card is crazy. Only the capital could afford.
Face card worth a lot of capital. Bow. Okay, last question.
Felix is in the capital.
Girl, yeah.
Hyunjin's in the capital.
Is his spaghetti noodle straight? Okay. Tracker Jacker. I'm going to say the Tracker Jackers are...
80s.
The Tracker Jackers are quite literally the rest of NCT. That's left.
The Tracker Jackers are NCT. The District Wolves or whatever. The District Dogs is 80s.
Yes.
Yeah, just because they're also muscly and scary.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the Hunger Games today.
Yeah, that didn't really make any sense.
But I hope this episode was slightly entertaining, and I'm glad that we could put Finnick in the brain of who do we make Finnick as? Who's hot? Jackson Wang.
No, we said Jackson Wang was Haymitch.
God, Jackson Wang is so fucking multifaceted.
Who's Finnick for us? I forgot. Did you say Mingyu?
No,
Mingyu is PETA.
Who we put as Finnick? DK.
Cutting it there.
Finnick is DK, and you guys are welcome for that image.
I would like to see the edits directly in my DM. Thank you.
Finnick as... Holy shit! Finnick to
Send
fucking...
Send that my way! I just wanna feel the vibe! And then when he gets mauled.
Talk about Hunger Games. Okay, guys, we're done with today's episode. Isa, Tarawa.
Wait, hey, guys, we live stream on...
We live stream on Tuesdays and Alchesta.
I live stream on Wednesday and Thursday.
So hop on to those lives and stop hopping on that dip for 1 second. And give us 2 hours of your time next Tuesday. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Channel 127 News and Asian World Podcast. We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Isa, Dalawa, Tatlo.
Ingat!
I was yours for the taking. Guess I needed a home.
Or called me pie the way that I'm about to get biped!